Mr. Green with the Fraser Foods Corporation. He is the CEO of a corporation that has some 15 stores nationwide, grocery stores, and a retail chain started in the Southern California area, but now is in something like 20 states, correct, sir?
That is right. We just opened a store, Phil, in New York State. We've got two stores opening in the Philadelphia area in the next month.
The Natalie Holloway story inspired you. Why?
Phil, as a businessman, I'm a member of the community, and as a father, I am the father of a teenage daughter. And when I saw this Natalie Holloway story and what transpired of this girl going on vacation, I wanted our company to get involved.
Well, the Natalie Holloway Fund was set up by your company as a way of, in the words of the press release that we got, to prevent this from ever happening again?
That is correct, Phil. This fund was intended to supply adequate chaperoning for high school trips, trips taken by students beyond our borders, adequate insurance protection, medical service. In short, to do a job that should be done, I suppose, by parents. I don't know. My daughter has never traveled internationally. She's a junior right now. She'll be a senior next year. This fund was being set up apart from sales at our retail outlets, too. So, in other words, we were donating the money, and we wanted our customers and the public at large to see that we were concerned about the safety of our children, and we weren't tying this to receipts.
Well, you just said something interesting, that do the job the parents should be doing?
Well, I'm not denigrating the parents. I'm just saying that I don't think the...
Do you feel the Natalie Holloway tragedy as it unfolded had to do with inadequate chaperoning and that kind of thing?
I with no question. I think those kids should have been controlled much better. I think their whereabouts should have been monitored much better. And I think that it probably has a lot to do with the fact that they're, maybe they don't have the capital. Maybe they don't have a base of parents that are that concerned because they may be parents who are a working class and therefore are involved working, or they might be a higher income, and so they sort of farm their children out to these things. I don't know. We're just trying to protect these kids who have to travel to these places that don't have adequate police protection or facilities.
All right. Now, usually many places that start these funds do so by using a portion of the proceeds from the sales. You're not doing that.
No, we made it clear to the public that we would set the fund up, and we had very good in-store visibility.
Tell me about how you let the public know that the Natalie Holloway Fund, and this, again, did not necessitate any contributions on their part.
No, not at all, Phil.
How did you take out ads?
We had ads in the L.A. Times. We had in-store displays that featured a picture of Natalie Holloway and a brief description of what happened to her. There was also a large display photograph of myself as the CEO of the company, and italicized statement of why we set up the fund. And we had these displays at the end of every aisle and prominent in the higher trafficked areas of the store. We set the fund up 2 weeks ago, and we took a look at the in-store receipts at the end of the two-day swings. And it was interesting to see that even though that we had told the public about this and told them that we had a Natalie Holloway fund, because this has been in the news a lot, that we were a little surprised that we hadn't seen our receipts increase that much. That's when I began to feel some anxiety and began to act out a little bit. And that is what my therapist told me.
All right, were you worried that you were losing business as the result of setting up a Natalie Holloway fund?
No, we weren't.
You weren't losing business. You just didn't see an increase in business. But the question here is, you set this fund up. It didn't have anything to do with people contributing to it.
No, but I guess what I'm saying is, and I think it's natural for any businessman, that when you get involved in a high-profile case or a story that has to do with a missing child, in this case a young woman, and you are telling them that you're going to set a fund up, I guess it's logical to think that the public will think that you're doing something good and they'll want to shop at your store. And this
didn't happen because you saw the receipts at the end of a week, 2 weeks. Right.
Yeah, and I was mostly concerned that business had not increased to the degree that it should have. We had this Natalie Holloway's picture everywhere. I had taken ads in the L.A. Times.
What did you say when you said you were acting out?
Well, the entire story, this girl's missing. I've got a teenage daughter of my own. We set up a fund. We wanted to do great things with it, but business didn't increase is the result of our advertising, and so the anxiety caused the things you referred to.
And you were making what, inappropriate comments to ethnic minorities and things like that?
That is correct, yeah.
What would you say?
I said some things that probably weren't right.
Well, you said you made some comments to some Asian customers.
Well, I was upset. It's not entirely my fault. I was upset by the fact that our business wasn't up, yes. And then I'd see one of these people, and I would imagine, as any father would wonder, what his daughter's last moments were, looking up at an Asian or whatever. And so it got to me.
Even though this girl's missing an Aruba.
Yeah, it was not logical. But the bottom line, as I talked with a very wonderful doctor by the name of Dr. Schaefer, who told me that it was reasonable for me to expect that if I told the public I was going to do a Natalie Holloway fund, that more of them would come to the store and shop there. And so, in a way, I was let down by them. And I'm not saying...
All right, I want to give our phone number out and then ask you a question here. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green from Fraser Foods set up a Natalie Holloway fund that his store would donate to. They did a lot of advertising around it. They did not see commensurate sales. Now, meaning you didn't see a rise in business.
Yeah, and I don't want this to appear as if I'm mercenary, Phil.
Well, that's the nature of my next question. I mean, you do this out of the goodness of your heart to help this girl. Is that correct?
Well,
I mean, not to help her, but to help other girls like her from getting into a similar circumstance.
Yeah, that's it primarily. I have a daughter. I worry about her. I did this. I wanted the public to see that I did this. And they didn't, and so...
But you're saying recognition for what you did is going to translate into actual sales of food or of merchandise.
Correct.
But I guess what I'm saying is maybe the public is recognizing this and seeing that you're doing a good thing, but not necessarily registering their, I guess, approval in terms of sales in your store.
Well, I don't know what it is you're saying.
What I'm saying is...
Let me explain, if I could just explain business a little bit to you. I'm not saying I'm trying to explain business, but, you know, I set up a Natalie Holloway Fund, and we've done the March of Dimes, for instance. We've had the March of Dimes. We've had the Tuberculosis Fund, and we've had a thing for other kids. And a lot of times people will say, boy, that's very nice that you're doing that, and you'll see them... be repeat customers. That's all I'm saying.
But you weren't seeing the same repeat customers for the Natalie Holloway Fund.
Well, not yes, we were, but not as many as we thought. We think the Natalie Holloway Fund would bring more money into the store than something about, you know, a kid with this fibrosis or whatever this deal is. Okay. So what I'm saying to you is this. I am.
See, here's my point.
Yes, sir.
My point is this. If you're talking to the public and you're saying, I've got the Natalie Holloway Fund, and I want to raise money to help, you know, offset the expenses of chaperoning and this and that, isn't it a little mercenary to say, well, and I also am expecting business?
Well, I think you're attributing that to me. I don't believe so.
Well, but you got upset that you didn't see an increase in business to the point where you began to feel some anxiety. Your therapist says you're acting out. Because the customers aren't in the store. And so you've made some racial comments to some of your Asian customers. You've made some comments to Hispanic customers.
Yes, I have.
Why do you act out with a racial thing?
I think my therapist helped me with that and said it's because of the fact that you have a daughter who is a blonde like Natalie Holloway. Excuse me, I'm getting a little choked up even talking about it. Because I can't even imagine my daughter Melanie being in a situation like that, and the idea of some island guy with his hands all over her, and it's not fair to my customers. I understand that. So all I'm saying is this: I apologize to my customers who are ethnic, but my therapist told me that if I set up a Natalie Holloway Fund, people should be shopping more at my store out of sympathy. Otherwise, the public, in a way, is kind of lying about how much they care about it.
How much they care about what? About Natalie Holloway?
About Natalie Holloway, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green of Fraser Foods, who started a Natalie Holloway Fund. And this money is used, or he said will be used, if business actually increases at his store. See, that's the other thing. He's tying whether he's actually going to do this to whether business goes up. This money will be used to help chaperone kids at different trips abroad. Apparently, he didn't see a commensurate rise in business at his store because he had a Natalie Holloway Fund. And due to some anxiety, he acted out in his store in ways he would make racial comments to his customers and imagine that his own daughter was being, quote, pawed by some island man. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Very interesting story here of a businessman trying to do something right, trying to do something for the community, and he feels the community has not given back. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Robert Green has joined us. Mr. Green is with Fraser Foods. It's a company that basically, you're retail groceries, right?
That's correct, Phil, 25 years.
And you are the CEO. You also helped found the company. And you've started a Natalie Holloway Fund for the girl missing in Aruba, who I think we can safely say this girl is, well, I shouldn't say this, but she's probably dead, wouldn't you say? Just asking you as a private citizen?
I think so, Phil. I don't think that these young girls can go down there to that kind of tropical. You know, I don't mean to say you're more likely to get murdered down there, but the atmosphere down there, I think, probably lends itself to a passionate kind of sort of situation where a girl can lose her senses and get into the wrong car with the wrong guy, who's, you know, he's only got one thing on his mind and one thing only. So our Natalie Holloway Fund was going to try and set up things to, I guess, help chaperone these kids. And I thought, as a result...
Well, you thought as a result there'd be an increase in business because people would admire you?
Well, I don't want to say admire.
But isn't that what you're saying? I mean, your fund would get more people in because they thought you were doing a good thing.
Yes, exactly. I'm looking at the Fox News right now. Dee Fine is on. She is a radio talk host that I got to tell you, I admire her, not only because she's very intelligent, but she's very well endowed, Phil, and I think it's amusing. She's got her arms folded almost as if she's trying to support him. But she's actually made some great comments on her show about our Natalie Holloway Fund.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Allison. Go ahead, Allison.
No, that teacher, he can't be serious, right?
I'm sorry, ma'am.
We didn't hear you, Allison. We didn't hear you, Allison.
I'm sorry, I'm on my cell phone.
Yeah, okay.
The teacher, that wasn't a real interview.
The teacher?
Like, that wasn't
a real... No. The teacher? Is she listening to a tape of last night's show, bud?
Yeah, she listened to Vernon Dozier.
Well, we're doing a different thing. Is that an affiliate that's playing us a day late? Good Lord. Let's go over to Vanessa. Hi, Vanessa, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Yes, Vanessa, go right ahead.
Okay, I guess my question is, as far as sales with the company, is it everything that is over and above your profit is going to go into this fund?
No, that's just it. We're not asking anything from the customer. This money is coming directly out of corporate monies. In other words, we're not taking it directly from retail sales.
Well, I think it's a very nice gesture what you're doing, but it's unfair to expect anything from the public. If they want to do it, they will, but...
Well, all I'm asking for is that they shop more in our store. And to say something like, well, that's really a nice gesture, is kind of like saying, it's kind of blowing me off a little bit.
Well, it's not, because if you do something nice for someone, you don't expect something in return. That's...
Exactly.
You just do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But what you're saying is contradicting that, because you expect the sales for your company...
Well, I'm sorry this kid died.
Well, they haven't proven that yet.
Well, let's face it. I mean, they find her, and forgive me for putting it this way, if they find her, I'll be surprised if she's in one piece.
Okay, that's... That's really harsh, man. Especially our show's heard in Alabama, dude, where a lot of her family members are.
Well, I apologize for that. Let me just say this. I'm trying to say that yes, you're right. I shouldn't expect anything, but I'm not in business. You know, I don't eat because of my good looks. I'm here to make money. I mean,
but,
like I said, I'm sorry. This girl is.
You have to separate business from what you want to do personally.
If you're in my store and you see a display about the Natalie Holloway Fund, doesn't that make you want to come back and buy food there?
Well, I'm from a small town, so it might affect me differently, but I'm just an individual.
I'm not the
mass.
The mass is made up of individuals. I'm just saying, if you were in my store and you saw me, and the display is very nice, the picture of Natalie Holloway and me, and what we did, Phil, is we superimposed a photograph of her as if I had my arm around her, and what we're trying to say is...
Now, isn't that a little exploitive?
Well, it's... You know,
I
guess I would look at it two different ways. If initially I saw that display and being a small town person, it would make me want to be a repeat customer and contribute to that. But after hearing some of the comments you made, I almost feel like it's just a ploy to get people to come.
Wait a minute. What comments? What comments did I make, ma'am?
Just about how you feel that... you know, people should want to come to your store because you're doing this. I mean, it just seems
almost like a
ploy to get people into your store.
The thing that I heard you say, you've got a display where you superimposed a photograph of her and you with your arm around her?
That is correct.
You don't find that exploitive?
Exploitive? I'm trying to make a dollar here.
Exactly. And, that's the point. That
well,
makes
ma'am,
no sense.
But I'm also saying I want to give money to this fund.
Well, you can do that without,
you got a photograph of you with your arm around her.
I want to show that I care. The people want you to, they want to believe you care about her.
The people would believe more that you cared if you weren't out there preaching to us about how we should increase sales in your company,
well,
that
man,
you want to make
is,
a dollar.
All right, but my
basically
therap-
what you're saying
my
is you want to make a dollar off of this tragedy that
the
family is going through.
My therapist told me, and again, I had some problems after all of this, after the business went in the tank, my therapist told me that I was acting out because the customers disappointed me.
And so you began making ethnic jokes about blacks and other minorities in your store?
Unfortunately, yes. Because they reminded me of the people that might have killed my daughter, or might kill my daughter.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, weren't there white gentlemen that were arrested as
well? I do not know. I saw only blacks.
All right. Vanessa, you're wrong about that. There was a white man. Vanessa, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Richard, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, Mr. Dozier.
Hello, Dozier?
Mr. Dozier?
Dozier? Now, that's last night's show.
Oh, I'm
this
sorry.
This is unbelievable, man. We got people call. I got radio shows. I got radio stations repeating.
Well, I can be Mr. Dozier, Phil.
No, that's okay. We have radio stations that play us a day late for some reason. As a result, I got people calling about Vernon Dozier's hour last night. I want to get back into, when we come back from our break, Mr. Green, the therapy that you've had to try to help you deal with the fact that you didn't get extra business based upon your Natalie Holloway Fund.
I'd like to get into that, Phil, yeah.
Because you're saying that you had to go into therapy to deal with the anxiety and anger you were feeling over not getting more business out of setting up a Natalie Holloway Fund. And you were acting out by racially insulting your customers.
That unfortunately was the case, yeah.
Nguyen, was he a Vietnamese gentleman? As far as I know, was shopping in your store?
Yes, sir.
And you walked by him, apparently in this moment where you were having this anxiety about the business the money in your business dropping off, and you said, you drive a cab in Aruba?
I said, didn't I see you in a cab in Aruba?
And this man didn't know what you were talking about.
Right, and it was racial, and I shouldn't have said this. But you have to understand, when you set up a fund called the Natalie Holloway Fund, and all over the news, all they've been talking about is how important she is and everything like that. And then the next thing that happens is people don't, they say they care about it, but then you realize that they're liars, you know. And my therapist told me that when I set up the Natalie Holloway Fund and then people didn't come to the store and shop more, that basically I was being lied to by the customers. My customers and the American public are really lying when they say they care about her.
And well, that's really charged stuff, man. The American people are lying.
Well, they pretend like they care. Why didn't they come to my store?
And shop more?
Yes, and spend more money. I mean, that's all I'm saying.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. When you do something that is
Mr. Henry, I don't want to be lectured about, you know, public relations. I know all about public relations.
And all right, but if it is an altruistic thing, that is something you're doing simply out of the kindness of your heart, I don't know that you can expect business. Jack, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I got Mr. Green.
Oh, yeah.
I think, you know, you got some serious issues here. Why don't you just write a check out for $10,000 to the Natalie Fund? Why do you have to have people come to your store and pass
them? I'm telling them that I'm doing that. That's all I'm doing. I'm telling them that I'm writing the check.
And you're saying that the American people are lying to you. How do you know that your customers haven't already written out a check to someone else?
No, what I'm saying is...
No, I'm asking you questions.
I want them to know that I wrote a check, too, so they'll come to my store and shop more there.
So you want people to spend money at your store so you can profit?
Well, I want them to know that I wrote a check for Natalie Holloway so that they'll believe that I am a person that cares, you know, that gives a you-know-what.
So you have to have approval from
well, that's,
people.
Well, that's what you're saying, right, Mr. Ian? You need approval?
No, I want the public... You guys want me to come out and say it, don't you?
Yes, I want you to come out and say it. You want the public relations benefit of it.
And that makes me all of a sudden something special, huh? Like no other business does that?
Sure. Let me ask you a question.
Certainly.
You're going to a therapist for this, and this man is agreeing with you? I suggest you save the money that you spend on a therapist and put it toward the fund. It would do more good.
Wait, no. All my therapist said was that the American people pretend like they care about Natalie Holloway, but they're liars.
What therapist is going to say something like that, man? You know what I'm saying? What therapist is going to...
Well, I can tell you this much. If people care so much about it, why are they not shopping more at my store, see?
Well, how do you know where they spend their money? How do you know they haven't written out checks?
No.
I've gone to shops where I've seen things in the store... But I've contributed to a lot of charities.
Yes, but my display has...
I've gone home and I've written out a lot of checks.
Okay, but my display has a picture of Natalie Holloway with my arm around her.
Well, and what does that mean?
You think that's funny?
No, I want to know what that means.
The girl could be dead, sir.
I understand.
No, but the man asked you what it means.
It shows that I care.
If you should care, write out a check for $100,000 then.
Fine, but
okay?
I'll do whatever you ask.
No, you have issues. You have some serious issues.
What are my issues? If I write a check for $100,000 for the Natalie whatever her name is fund, why don't people come and see, you know, come to my store? And
Natalie,
why do you have to go to your store to contribute?
I want the business. You guys forced
me in. You want the recognition.
You know, Mr. Henry, I did not know that I was going to be brought on your program and forced into looking like a greedy businessman.
No, you are putting yourself in this position.
I believe the gentleman's right. I think you're putting yourself in the position.
No, you, through both of you gentlemen, have forced me into looking like I'm greedy.
Sir, I have never called a talk show host, but I tell you what, I'm riding home from work, and I'm listening to you, and I think you are a pathetic human being to use something like this for your business.
Oh, so in other words, I can't... make a dollar. I can't make a nice
You can make all the dollars you want. But, you know, you are really pathetic in my eyes.
How am I pathetic? I'm trying to make a nice dollar here.
A nice dollar?
That's the bottom line. You're trying to make a dollar.
Sir, Natalie
that is
Holloway.
Sad.
You guys, in other words, are finding fault with me because of this Natalie Holloway broad. Is that it?
Broad?
Me?
Did you say broad?
Natalie Holloway broad?
Natalie Holloway girl is what I said.
No, sir, you did not.
No, I heard broad.
The other gentleman heard broad, too.
Well, both of you gentlemen are now lying. Because
sir,
we're liars, I guess.
Sir,
we're American public. We're liars. Right?
I heard.
Well,
where is your store? I know. I wouldn't. I tell you, I wouldn't even drive by your store. You are pathetic.
How am I pathetic when I'm giving $100,000 over to a fund about?
Yeah, you're giving $100,000.
Well, whatever amount that you want.
No.
The point that I'm making is you don't want me to have the public relations benefit of me giving money to a fund. I could care
less.
You
know, personally, I hope you go out of business with your attitude toward. A person that's missing?
What did I do to her?
You
I'm
are
trying to
pathetic.
Make money. I'm trying to raise money to find her.
No, you're trying to raise money, damn it.
Here's what's happening, Mr. Green. First of all, you called her a broad. Then you just let slip, what am I doing raising money for something I don't even care about?
I know I did not say that.
Yes, you did, sir. I heard you say that.
And you've been apologizing all night.
You've been talking about your daughter. And
look, I got a daughter that's alive. Thank you.
Well, you know what? Some people have got a daughter they care about that they can't find.
That's why I'm trying to put this fund together.
Yeah, but your fund is contingent upon whether people come in and buy more boxes of cereal.
And so I try
My
to make
God,
a...
God, you are pathetic,
I
sir.
Try to make a nice dollar, and I'm pathetic.
Mr. Henry, I got to leave.
A nice... Yeah, thanks for calling. A nice dollar, huh?
I'm trying to make a beautiful dollar here, and you guys... You're breaking my castanets over something that...
All of a sudden, this young lady is a broad. Al, go ahead.
No, sir, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. Al, go ahead.
You know what, sir? You want to talk to your therapist some more because you, my friend, have a split personality. You're saying the words broad. You're saying, you know, I first found you odd when you called the newswoman well-endowed, and then she had her arms folded in front of him as if she was holding them up. I am the father of a 19-year-old girl and a 17-year-old girl, and if this was my daughter in Aruba, and you have superimposed yourself on them with your arm around them, I'd be down your store not shopping, but I'd be down there to break you in half.
Yeah.
Wait a second. I've got my arm. It's very tastefully done.
You know what? This has to be a... This is a joke.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you joking with us?
This is not for real.
That you are gonna...
So, in other words, a girl that could be dead is a joke to you guys? I'm raising money to try to help...
You're not raising anything. You're not raising a dollar. You're just raising money for yourself, pal. You're not giving 2 cents to this Natalie Holloway fund.
And
you're like George Costanza on Seinfeld with the Human Fund.
You know, sir...
A false charity. You are...
Too much television. That's your problem. I happen to listen to Dee Fine. I think she's a great talk show host, and I'm sorry I noticed that she's got a big pair. Oh, boy. I guess that's a real... You know,
we're talking about a missing girl. What kind of forum is this for you to be talking about some talk show host who's got a nice pair?
Hey, is the guy still there?
No, he hung up. You want to know why? Because he thinks you're a freaking joke.
Yeah, thinks I'm a joke, huh? You come down to our store and you look at me with my arm, you know.
If I were you, man, you're going to get sued by that family. You better take it.
How am I going to get sued?
Because you're misappropriating someone's face for commercial purposes. That's a lawsuit. Misappropriation of someone's someone's likeness for commercial purposes is a lawsuit. And if the family finds out that you got a picture of her...
Wait a minute. I happen to be the CEO of a large grocery chain, and you're telling me? Okay? And not only that, I'm a single man. And I happen to think Dee Fine is fine. And
I don't even know who you're talking about. Who's Dee Fine?
She's a talk show hostess who's got a nice set. Okay, there I said it. And I am...
In the middle of a discussion about a missing girl?
You're the one that pulled it out of me.
I didn't pull anything out of you. Say, hey, by the way, Phil, I'm looking at Dee Fine, but she's got a really nice pair. And, you know, she's folded her arms to hold them up.
I made an observation. Jesus. All right, forget it. You know what? I'm not going to do the fund.
Fun? You think I care?
Yeah, I don't think you do. No, I don't think any of the American people care. And you know what? Because of the way I've been treated on your show tonight, I'm not doing the Natalie Holloway fund. I just changed my mind. So guess what? You can get your GPS, load in purgatory, and then take a left.
Get my GPS and load in purgatory, and then hell's left from there?
I guess so.
I didn't ask you, bud. 1-800-449-8686. That guy is as screwy as freaking the March Hare. Talking about, hey, by the way, Phil, you just as an aside, Dee Fine is on the air. I think she's a great talk show host. She's got a pretty nice pair on her. Unbelievable, dude.
Well, she does.
Yeah, I noticed. I mean, I've never... 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. If you do, do it only because they've got good products. And if you happen to see a big cardboard... stand up at the end of an aisle with Bob Green's arm around Natalie Holloway, it's a fake. 1-800-449-8686, the world famous Phil Henry Show now presents our by request flashback for tonight, and it is from Jeremy, who writes, Phil, I remember a show, and I believe it was Bobby Dooley. Now, this is a part of our show where they request a segment of the program. that we've already played. And by the way, this evening, we had a lot of calls for people, from people, I should say, who were saying, oh, yeah, I'm listening to the Vernon Dozier Hour. That was from last night.
What?
The guy's on the phone.
Who?
Mr. Green.
Mr. Green, we're done with the segment.
Wait. I just want to be clear about something.
Go ahead.
Are you trying to tell me that I won't even be heard till tomorrow night?
No. I'm saying that some of the stations...
All I heard you say is there's a guy that you talk to, but tonight they're calling for him. So who was I talking to? People that think that they were talking to him?
No, they knew they were talking to you. Some of my...
So as my interview won't be... So I wasted my whole time in my life talking, and people won't even hear me or know how I feel till tomorrow. Thanks a lot!
Know how you feel? All right, anyway. Phil, I remember a show, and I believe it was Bobby Dooley, and she was having Patio Magazine over on Thanksgiving to do a photo shoot, and she didn't want the grandparents to come on the property. Could you play that one? Well, here it is. It's from Thanksgiving of 2004. Jeremy, Bobby Dooley.
I think that this woman mm-hmm. is totally insensitive, mm-hmm. being totally insensitive mm-hmm. to your neighbors. Mm-hmm. I think that your family values are none, mm-hmm. if at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, you appall me. And I'm sure you had to schedule this shoot around other schedules, like maybe trash pickup, because I know you wouldn't want a trash can in the picture. Why couldn't you schedule it another time?
Well, there is only trash pickup on Thanksgiving.
And
that's right.
The other thing about God forgiving you or whatever.
I don't think God would ever forgive me.
First of all, it's God first, then family. Okay, and that is a day. You know, Thanksgiving is a time for families to get together. And, you know, these people calling you saying you go, I don't believe that for one minute. I bet your neighbors hate your guts,
I don't know.
And I bet your husband don't like you either, because the way you talk to him and playing your little blowhorn every 30 seconds. I mean, this is stupid. I live in Tennessee, which is right next to North Carolina. Mm-hmm. So I know mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. in your perception, in your little mind, mm-hmm. I'm below you. But mm-hmm. I live in a gated community mm-hmm. with a golf course.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, my whole family.
Do
my
you allow
grandfather, great-grandfather, all of them will be here.
You know, you've said an awful lot of very personal things, Kimberly, but I'm going to pray for you.
No, I don't need your prayers, honey.
I want you to know that I...
Could we not have that horn?
Phil, we are testing it out. I'm awfully sorry. First of all, Kimberly, God would never forgive...
Well, don't bring up God. I think Kimberly's got a good point there. Just say what it is you're trying to affect by keeping the senior citizens out.
Well, I don't know where to begin. I don't know if this woman understands what I'm talking about.
I understand completely
you
what
do.
You're talking about, and I
all
think
right.
it's asinine.
How many square feet is your home?
My home?
Mm-hmm.
It's 4,700 square feet.
Not big enough.
Not big enough.
No,
well,
it's
you
not
know
big
what?
Enough for our community.
When you only have two kids, it's plenty big.
Can we...
I mean, I have somebody that has to come in 3 days a week to clean it. It's big enough.
Yeah, she's on the air right now.
Can I ask you a question? You have a gate around it?
Yes.
And there are guards?
Yes. And believe me, my guards wouldn't be standing outside my house right now blowing blow horns. Never.
We're doing that so that we can alert the senior citizens
to stay out. It's not Thanksgiving yet.
We're testing the horn.
You're testing the horn every 30 seconds while you're trying to talk on the...
I'm not doing it, our security is.
No, that's your husband doing it.
4,400 square feet, is that right?
4,700.
Does that count the barn?
Isn't
that funny?
We don't
have a barn.
Mm-hmm.
We have a pool house that doesn't count that.
I bet you think I did that on purpose.
I think you got some immature person in the background doing it. You know, I mean,
I would like to know that, too. Is your husband doing that for the point of this discussion, Ms. Dooley?
Stephen is not involved in it, Phil. That's Richard Rodriguez and David Amalia are doing it with our security.
Stephen's probably hiding in the closet.
You've made an awful lot of personal comments, which proves that you really don't have an intellect to argue. All you can do is attack. And so I'll simply say...
Well, you were the one that was talking about the lady from North Carolina and the barn space
uh-huh.
and all that other stuff.
Well, are you going to argue for the caller?